The offensive in Belarus in the summer of 1944 is one of the biggest battles of the Second World War. The Eastern Front is 1,000 kilometers wide, but the Russians are able to push forward hundreds of kilometers within 2 months, destroying 17 German army divisions. The Wehrmacht retreats towards East Prussia, leaving behind many thousands of casualties. Some 50,000 captured Germans will be paraded through Moscow. In the West, the Allies are gaining the upper hand. For the Wehrmacht, the situation is deteriorating. 50,000 German soldiers are taken prisoner in the Falaise Pocket, or as the Germans call it, Stalingrad in Normandy. It is a much-needed victory for the Allies. The Allies tighten their noose with a new landing in Provence. The reassembled French army plays a major part in this landing. Africans, Moroccans, Algerians, Tunisians, French colonials, and young Frenchmen who were part of the Free French Forces aid the liberation in Provence. It takes them just 2 weeks to liberate the entire coast up to Marseille. The resistance movement comes out of the shadows and participates in the liberation, as it will do in Paris. Paris rises up. Barricades are erected across the city. Most of the German army has retreated to the east, but 20,000 men remain behind under the command of General von Koltitz, who has received orders from Hitler to destroy the city. Violent fighting breaks out. On the fourth day of the insurrection, a French unit, General Leclerc's 2nd Armored Division, arrives from Normandy, and the capital is finally liberated the next morning.